Diana, Klaus Gauffin, I presume that's how he pronounces his name, he says inbreeding is a very bad idea from an evolutionary point of view because it leads you to think about various powerful mechanisms that could have been evolved to limit it happening because obviously you get bad genes cropping up in populations. So what do wild animals do, he asks, to avoid incest?
Yeah, well, there's a few adaptations. I mean, one interesting one is hyenas. And apparently female hyenas will only breed with males that have been recently born into their group or who have just recently joined it. And the male hyenas will only move to new groups of females to breed. So they've got a sort of social setup which helps to avoid incest. But on a more sort of scientific level, lemurs actually use scent, these pheromones on their naughty bits, to detect who is the most closely related to them and who is the furthest sort of relation. And it's the females will actually smell the males and decide, actually, he seems like perhaps a bit of a close relative. I'm not going to go there. But I think, Chris, isn't there also something about mice?
Well, mice is intriguing. The explanation for mice is that the genes which are concerned with smell are found on the same part of the genome as the genes that control how the immune system decorate cells so they can recognise each other. And so the idea is that if mice smell alike, they probably have a very similar immune system as well. And the problem with this is that if you have an immune system that's too similar, it shows you're very genetically related. And so if you have your smell system programmed to recognise someone who's very closely related to you, it means it's a bad idea to mate with them. And people have done experiments. If you take a male mouse and a female mouse and they're brother and sister, if you force them into, you put them in a cage environment where they haven't got any choice, then they will mate with each other and have offspring. But if you introduce a second mouse, so you've got the mouse's brother and then another male mouse that's unrelated, then the mouse will preferentially mate with the one it's not related to. If you introduce the second mouse after the mouse has already mated and is already pregnant, it can abort the pregnancy and then mate with the new mouse. So they are very strongly trying to avoid incest at all costs, it would appear.
That's interesting. I think it's probably worth mentioning that sometimes it happens the other way. I mean, the ancient Egyptian royal family actually used to promote incest because they thought it was a good thing.
But were there consequences? Presumably
oh,
there
yeah,
were.
There were. And Tutankhamun, of course, sort of famously had a club foot as a result.
Fascinating.